Hi, it's Gail, and welcome to my podcast. This week it's episode 7, and I will be sharing my experiences of holidaying with dementia. Me and hubby decided that we needed a short break, not too far away from home, but just somewhere where we could chill out for a few days. So we chose a lodge at the end of Lake Windermere. We set off for our destination, and first we have a short stop at Kendal on our way. And the last time we visited Kendal must have been 10 years ago. And I was surprised that nothing looked familiar at all, apart from a little stone bridge which went over the river. We parked the car and we wandered for a while. Then we spotted a quaint little cafe that had lovely cakes in the window, so we was tempted by the tea and cake. We took a table outside as we had both of the dogs with us, and we sat watching the world go by as we delved into the warm scones with jam and clotted cream, and oh my goodness, they were good. Next stop was the lodge. The lodge was situated at the end of Lake Windermere, and this would be our home for 4 nights. We arrived at our destination and it looked wonderful. The lodge we were staying in is nestled into the woodlands. We could immediately hear the sound of the birds and oh, this was so heavenly. We quickly unpacked our belongings and we set off for just a short journey down the road to Ambleside. It was cloudy, but it was fine. I wasn't really bothered what the weather was doing. It was just good to be somewhere different. I could possibly wear my camera out at this rate as I'm clicking anything and everything in sight. Now tiring, we return to the car to head off back to the lodge for a rest before we eat. After the dogs had eaten their tea, hubby takes the dogs into the woodland for a walk while I rest. He's not been gone long when he comes rushing back. "Gail, Gail, get your camera, there's deer." Funny how my tired, weary legs just pick up and move. I'm grabbing my camera as I leave the lodge feeling excited, the thought of capturing deer on my camera. And I couldn't believe my eyes. Literally 2 minutes away from the lodge and there's the deer in the woodland, surrounded by a blanket of bluebells. Wow, what a perfect end to the day. I have always found holidays so exciting, but since dementia, I've very mixed feelings, as it always takes me a while to settle into my new surroundings. It takes me a good while to get my head around where things are. The simple things can just throw me off course, like a light switch, for instance. There was 3 or 4 light switches in a row in the lodge. Which one shall I press? As I flick the switches on and off, it was like Blackpool illuminations. Lights illuminated in every room. When you unpack and put your clothes away in the drawers and the wardrobes, the day after, I just simply can't remember where I've put things. So you have to open every drawer and door to find a pair of socks. The familiarity of home is no longer. A simple routine of just charging your iPad and phone is thrown into confusion. Where and when do I do this? I can't even find my charger. Every single thing is in a different place, causing much confusion. Hubby is planning the days, so at least I have some idea of what I will be doing. And I do try to keep my morning walk routine as normal as possible. The only thing is, I have to walk with Hubby. as it's a maze of lodges winding through the trees and woodlands. It's far too confusing for me. So I do feel a little restricted. I feel like I've lost my independence this week as I'm relying on hubby. I'm finding it very hard at night to sleep as well because it's very dark. When you go to bed and you turn the lights off, I can't make out where the furniture is placed, where the door is situated. It's quite unnerving. There are no street lights to shine that warm, soft glow into my room, or the moon to brighten the dark sky. Now I have a canopy of thick, lush trees encasing the lodge, creating a more natural habitat, the dark forest. I love forests through the day when they're alive with the birds and birdsong and wildlife, but at night it feels so different with the rustling of the trees and the eyes from the animals, which illuminate and look quite scary. They're almost evil. Funny how my brain plays tricks. Is it real, or is it dementia making me question if things are real or not? The bird song is definitely real. I keep pressing record on my phone to keep the wonderful memory of the wonderful bird song sounds. Bird song and nature. Now that's relaxing. A holiday with dementia might be a little confusing at times, makes life a little more difficult. But then again, life is never easy, if you moan and groan about it especially. The thing is, you've got to give things a try. Give it a go, because you won't know unless you try it. There are things that I will change on my next holiday. See, there will be a next time. We just have to make changes and adapt so that we can get along with our dementia and holidays. Being in the lodge when it rains, well, it sounded much louder, but it did bring back memories of being in the static caravan which we owned for years, as I loved the sound of the rain on the roof. This morning we have a road trip. Now, one thing that did bother me on this holiday was the winding roads. I had forgotten just how winding and narrow some of the roads are in the Lake District. And, well, I'm not one of the best travellers. I never have been. The winding in and out and the up and down and the car moving from side to side really affects how I feel. I'm now getting very agitated in the car, and hubby knows that I'm not a good traveller, and all I'm thinking at this moment in time is, why would you do this to me? Why would you make this feeling in my stomach happen? I was feeling quite nauseous. We did stop a few times at the side of the road so that I could breathe and, well, take photographs and try to take my mind off the feeling. We visited lots of places like Windermere and Ambleside, Kendal, and on our last full day we visited Coniston Waters. That was the day that hubby suggested that we should hire a little motorboat and go for a little tour of the lake. It seemed like a really good idea. Off we went in our little motorboat and chugging across the lake. And it was lovely and you could see all the views. And then it got a little rough from the wake of the other boats, which I didn't like. And we rocked from side to side. Toby, my dog, was a nervous wreck, shaking and panting. And I definitely wasn't happy. I wasn't liking this boat trip at all. I was so relieved to be back on dry land, and so was Toby and Charlie, I think. So I don't think I'll be rushing to do that experience again. Well, not with two dogs in a little boat anyway. As it got to the end of the week, I was craving for home. I was craving for home on Thursday. As our holiday had progressed, the agitation had crept in, and I don't know why this happens, but it does. Even though hubby has tried to plan everything and make our break interesting, my sidekick had started to crave for normality. It's a very strange feeling. I'm just missing everything. My routine, food, bed, just my home comforts, my routine. Even though the place that we were staying couldn't have been any better to relax and unwind, the surroundings of nature gave me so much camera time. And I mean, come on, I had deer greeting me every time I entered the woodland, and how amazing was that? But it just wasn't home. We've had ducks landing on the roof of the lodge, rabbits running around the perimeter of the lodge, baby ducklings, goslings. We even had mandarin ducks, something that we don't get where we live. It's just been so nice to see something new, but it's not home. Thursday evening, I was packing my suitcase with wonderful thoughts of being in my own home. Also, the thoughts of leaving such a beautiful place, which confused the way that I felt, so I was having very mixed feelings, until the agitation kicks in again. So home is now definitely winning. I have really enjoyed the woodlands, the nature, and especially the deer. One thing I won't miss from this holiday is the winding roads. It was good to be back home, tucked up, nice and cosy in my own bed. One thing's for sure, there's nothing like home. Thank you for listening to me, and I'll be back again next week.